Home Improvement. All this week at lunchtime on BBC Wiltshire with Graham Seaman.
Yes, all week we've been finding out why we've fallen in love with DIY, what jobs are doable and which, well, to be honest with you, you need to seriously stay away from before picking up a hammer. Interior design, how to build your own home from scratch with our show live from the National Self-Build and Renovation Centre in Swindon yesterday. And today we turn to home extensions, not for the faint-hearted, I hasten to add. That's why Rob and Jackie McCall from Wanborough called in the experts. So what's involved and what can you expect if you decide to grow your own home rather than to move? Let's find out.
Hi, I'm Adrian Berrystone. I run my own building contractors company. Been trading since 1989.
We're standing in someone's back garden at the moment where you've been working on a house. Tell us what's going on here.
Two-storey extension to the side of the property, creating two extra bedrooms, an ensuite, a big luxurious kitchen, downstairs utility room, garage and an external sunroom.
Now, in terms of the amount of workload that you've got on at the moment, I understand that you can't really take any more jobs on now till next year.
We're looking to book work now for January 2015, which seems a long, long way away, but approximately just over 4 months away.
What are the processes involved in this?
First of all, you need to really speak to an architect. He will tell you if he's pretty confident, first of all, about getting you planning permission. That's the most important thing. Once he's done a set of drawings, even if they're only a sketch set of drawings, they can submit that then. Potentially, a competent builder can look at that and give an idea of a rough price with an approximate 5 to 10% of the total build. Most people on average, I would say 9 times out of 10, would normally have a single storey extension or a two storey extension. Sometimes, potentially, if they've got a good loft space, they will actually have a roof extension up in there. So again, that's another traditional extension you can potentially do. Rule of thumb, standard build.
You obviously love this job with a passion. In fact, so much so that I think you've been recognised for your work.
What was actually nominated for by Swindon Local Borough Council Building Control Team, best traditional local builder for Southwest region of England.
What have you done with your own place? Or is it a bit like a busman's holiday for you?
Believe it or not, I've never extended the property I live in. So from that point of view, the house is big enough. The wife's happy. The children are happy.
Build your dream castle out of sand.
Hello, my name is Rob and I'm having an extension over our double garage.
And I'm Jackie, Rob's wife, and I'm here to support.
How's it been for you both?
Well, it started off badly in terms of the original foundations. I realised, actually, the foundation wall wasn't actually on a foundation. Major problem. But again, the builder said, right, OK, get the structural engineers down, get me the client down, how do we move forward? We were lucky because the guy that we chose, he did the extension effectively just across the road from us. Mm. So we did have recommendations, we could see what he'd done, but I do realise it is potluck in terms of who you choose.
Jackie, what does this mean to you, having this extension done?
Oh, huge amount more space. And we're getting Rob's dad to stay with us quite a bit as soon as we've finished, and the extra space will be very beneficial for that.
I presume you must have had an architect or somebody to kind of design what you wanted.
We did, yes, and he came along and we gave him what ideas we wanted and he managed to draw it all up for us.
I think you said you've got your kitchen, your bathroom in the living room. What's it like living like that while this is done?
We've also not got any hot water either. We've been like that for nearly 2 weeks. So I think
No heating.
So you're getting on well with the neighbours then?
No. We've been doing all right, actually. But I have to say, I don't think I want it to get any worse. I think I've hopefully reached the worst stage and now it'll start improving.
It's definitely stressful, isn't it, in terms of you only have to look in our lounge in terms of all of the kitchen stuff packed away in boxes in there. That idea about having space, you know, we're pretty cramped.
Very cramped at the moment. But it will get better.
It will improve.
I guess in a way for you, doing this was a better option than, say, moving?
Cost-wise, yes. We'd been looking for probably a year and a half. Yeah. Apart from there's a new estate that is being built just over the way, which did meet our criteria in terms of what we're looking at, the extra space, there was nothing really on the market. Then when you take into account the actual cost of, one, moving, but primarily the stamp duty now, it just didn't stack
up.
When we actually thought, well, we'll go ahead and we'll just find out, get some plans made. It's an option if we don't find anything. Yeah, actually, it makes sense.
What would your advice be to somebody who's thinking of having an extension done?
Definitely get a good architect to start with, but even more importantly, get a good builder.
It's my house and I live here.
Thanks to Rob and Jackie, by the way, for letting us into their home. as it takes on a whole new shape. Watch out on facebook.com/BBCWiltshire. I put up a picture of the house before the work began, and you can see what it looks like right now. And I'll try and do that if I can before the end of the show today.
I love it when we do what we do.